That's all thanks to Eversheds Sutherland. Now, the Irish offshore wind energy aspirations are certainly ambitious, but without the physical infrastructure to create that renewable energy and transport it around the country and overseas, those targets and goals will be meaningless. A report out today says that investment in the sector is hampered by inflation and rising interest rates, as well as the lack of infrastructure at Irish ports to support floating wind turbines. Paul Doherty from Gavin and Doherty Geosolutions is the author of the study and joins us now. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
I see that in the island of Ireland, only Belfast is the only port with the kind of infrastructure to handle wind energy coming, landing from offshore.
That's correct. At the moment, we have a situation where Belfast have developed a pretty state-of-the-art facility in terms of port infrastructure in order to service offshore wind, with a view to initially, when they developed that infrastructure, it was looking towards the United Kingdom and the English offshore wind market, which is much more mature than the Irish sector. And I mean, the challenge we have now at the moment is that Belfast Port is being asked to service both the UK and the Irish sector because there is a lack of other facilities and it's simply not enough.
And is it being built in Dublin or in Cork or in Shannon? Is this port infrastructure underway at least?
Well, I think there's aspirations there at the moment. I think there's a couple of challenges that exist. There's a real kind of timing issue that you have offshore wind ambition. The state has set targets of 7 gigawatts to be delivered by 2030, which is very ambitious from a standing start. In order for that to be achieved, those projects need to achieve planning permission. They need to achieve a subsidy regime and a grid connection. All of those things take time to line up into place. And we don't know which projects are ultimately going to come true. We know there's enough projects in the pipeline. But once those projects need to get through the system and get their business case secured in order to identify the ports that they can then use. So there's a real timing issue between when the projects can invest directly in ports versus when those ports are needed. And the problem is by the time those projects get through the system, it's going to be too late to invest in the port infrastructure for those ports to be ready on time to deliver for when we want our targets. So there's a chicken and egg situation there where if we don't intervene, the ports won't be ready on time and we will miss our offshore wind targets.
And you're talking about the government state support for the Irish port system to handle that, aren't you?
Exactly. Yes. So I think there's a real need for intervention at the moment from the ports, and the study done by GDG kind of highlights what some of those interventions might be. But it's effectively to get involved at this stage, to work with those ports that have already put their hand up and said, look, we're committed. We will develop our infrastructure to service this emerging industry. But we need some assistance and we need some certainty to do that. Look, I mean, these are major infrastructure projects. I mean, the offshore wind sector itself, you're into several billions to deliver a gigawatt of offshore wind from a capital expenditure point of view.
And has this been raised with Minister Eamon Ryan, who is very keen to meet this 7 gigawatt target?
I mean, this is the third report that's been done in over the last number of years, which has constantly highlighted this issue. I think one of the big problems that we have is ports policy at the moment has been developed for the shipping industry for import and export. And that's understandable given the historical maritime landscape. But we're now moving into a new era where offshore wind is going to be major business in Ireland. And ports policy needs to reflect that. It needs to provide a mechanism for state intervention to facilitate early stage funding and early stage infrastructure development, so these ports can really get underway now with their infrastructure plan.
Now, at the moment in Ireland, you have wind turbines, especially in the east coast, but they're in fixed environment, whereas the future is probably going to be floating turbines, probably in the west, in the Atlantic, where the wind is far more violent, but far more energy can be yielded from it.
Yeah, so if you look at the Irish landscape, I mean, the Irish sea area, you have a situation where in the Irish Sea and parts of the Celtic Sea, the water depths are suitable to fixed bottom offshore wind. And that's the traditional kind of mature offshore wind energy that can be rolled out relatively quickly. There is a huge opportunity long term off the Atlantic in deeper waters where we can harness higher wind speeds. In order to do that, we need to use floating technology, which is at an earlier stage of development. But I think that there's an opportunity here for Ireland. You invest early and then you get first mover advantage. And by getting first mover advantage, then you can secure the supply chain. And I think the role of ports in the supply chain is something important, and it's brought out by the report by GDG. Ports act as this kind of critical focal point, a hub, if you like, for generating employment, job creation, and wider supply chain benefits by clustering companies in and around ports. So without this, people will move to the UK, people will move to ports and harbours, and use port and harbour infrastructure in neighbouring countries. And it'll be an opportunity lost for Ireland, I think.
Well, Ireland won't be physically making these floating turbines, even when they are kind of developed and kind of tested. They'll probably be made in Germany or Denmark.
I mean, there's multiple aspects to the supply chain. I mean, there's a fabrication aspect. Traditionally, Ireland doesn't have a major heavy industry in shipbuilding or anything else. So it is a tall order to look at the manufacturing of these turbines and the manufacturing floating units. There is an opportunity there to do it for the floating side, because obviously the supply chain is less mature. But there's also a huge opportunity in the staging, the marshalling, and that's what we're talking about here within this report. It's getting those components into Ireland, assembling them, and getting them ready then for the construction phase. And to do that, we need this critical infrastructure.
Thanks, Paul. That's Paul Doherty from Gavin and Doherty Geo Solutions. Back in a moment with all the markets.